Thank you. Sorry that I have a hard head, and that as I'm singing that song, that he's dealing with my heart, because I will follow thee o'er the mountains rough or through the stormy seas. When I hear your voice, Lord, no matter how I feel, no matter how I feel. That relates back to fear. If I'm fearful in a situation, no matter if I believe, I will lay my burdens down and I will follow thee. I'm confessing to the church tonight because God is dealing with me and he wants me to be more sensitive to his spirit. And I keep just being right there at, I don't know about that, Lord. I don't know if I can really commit to that or not. And it's something so simple. And he's dealt with me with this for a long time. But Brother Smith was just, in a simplest thing, was just used to show me once again, God was like, boy, what am I going to have to do to get your attention? Earlier today, in that first service, whenever we were ending with Touch My Eyes, Lord, you know, the things that he had talked on today in the service, and earlier in Bible study, it was just feeding my soul. There was just so much there. That truth, that life-giving truth. And it was just like, you know, on fire. And I'm thinking, whew, I'm going to run out there. I'm just going to run around the church and just feel this fire inside. And I stopped. I said, no, it's almost in the service. No, I'll just That's not God. That's just me. Because obviously I want to run around in church all the time. That's my battle that I go on in my mind. You know, I don't know what that's about. Why I think that I want to run around in service, it doesn't make much sense. But that's how my mind goes back and forth. And then here, when this other song started up, I got a little bit of that unction. And what did I say to myself, Sir Tally? I said, no, the song just started up. I mean, you know, this ain't the time for that. And then not more than a couple of seconds later, Brother Smith just runs on out there. And I said, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me for not listening, for not being sensitive. I can sing these songs. Isn't that right, Brother Tally? I can sing them all day long, but I better realize what I'm saying. Or I'm singing lies because of my own heart. Because of my own will, I'm getting in the way. You know, I will follow thee. Lord, I'm committing, I will follow you, but I have got to also understand, what am I letting clog my ears? What am I letting cloud my eyes? Everything, the ante of that song that Brother Linger was given by God, I can shut my ears and say, I'm not going to listen to you, God. I can get so calloused in my feeling that I truly can't even tell what it is, if it is God touching me. I can get so caught up in the things of this world that my vision gets dull and I can't see when God is moving. God forbid, I want to follow Him. I want to be led by Him. I want to be able to be so sensitive to that Spirit that, all, I mean, it just takes just a small nudging and I'm there on that. Instead of fighting Him and wrestling, you know, it's a negative aspect. Jacob wrestled with that angel, you know, and he wanted that blessing. But what I end up doing is I'm wrestling with, no, I don't really want to do it. No, that's not God. No, that's for this or that. Well, you know what? Bless the Lord if it's not Him in that. Hey, if I burn a little bit, great. We'll have a Brother Phil barbecue. How about that? A little bit more of that flesh on the altar of God so I can get more of Him and less of me. So I'm asking the church, I'm asking God, forgive me for not being more sensitive to His Spirit. For taking these wonderful truths, that's another way you can take them for granted. If I'm not thankful enough, when I hear those words of God, I mean, they were clicking in my mind today. It was like illumination. And I was like, oh God, I'm so blessed. We're blessed to be in this place today. That's it's so great. But then for me to sit and not praise Him outwardly. And not just to have a smidgen of worry or fear that, no, that's humiliating. That's, you know, and here we have the blessing, the freedom to be able to do that. I was thinking about that with Sister, when Sister Terry Shelton was up here. And I know a little bit from what my mom has said about how she hasn't felt liberty or hasn't really felt that Spirit or hasn't been fed where she's been previously, the other places she's visited. Here I am sitting at a king's table being fed wonderful, wonderful things of God, and I'm going to take it for granted. God forbid. God forbid. So if it takes me walking around the circle, if it takes me lifting my hand, if it takes me praising you, that's your word.
Hallelujah.
Yes. He's blessing. He's true.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Jesus.
The Lord can fill you.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Take that for granted. I do not. God, forgive me. Lord, I need more of that. I need more of that. We see this darkness in this world, but there is light here today. There is life here today. There is strength here today. What is it that you need? I know what I need. I need to overcome that fearful nature I have. I know how God is working on me, on my job. He's working on me in the church. It's all in the same line. Thankfully, I'm not that dense. That I can actually see He's wanting me to come out of that shell. He's wanting me to say, I don't care if I tell you to do. If I tell you to jump, you better say, how high? Well, God, how high? How high today? How high am I willing to jump for Him? How loud am I willing to yell? Not just to yell, but to get their attention. Hey, don't you think? What do you think about that? In the last days with Noah, who was getting close to that ark being built, do you just wonder if Noah's, will anybody hear me? Destruction's coming. There's going to be a rain. You're going to die. Just come in with us. There's safety in here. But there was deaf ears. There was blinded eyes. There was people without feeling because they had given over to self so much they didn't want anything to do with God. Well, Lord, I don't want to be that way today. Lord, I want to be able to be that way. I want to be able to be used of Him to say, you know, if He just touches me, son, I need you. I just need you to say something to somebody. I just need you to get up. Hey, am I not worthy of it? That's what He's saying here to me today. Am I not worthy of it? Is He not worthy for me to lift my hands? Is He not worthy for me to burn a little bit? Oh, God, You are worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Oh, God. Those 420 elders, they're going to take out their crowns and throw them at His feet. I don't have that, Lord. All I have is my life. Well, let me give it willingly. I want to be willing and obedient. And that means whatever He asks for me to do, that I'll do. I won't think about it. I'll just do it. I'll just say, Lord, okay, Lord, whatever, Lord. Oh, God, we're so blessed today. We're so blessed to be in this place. And I don't want to take that for granted.
Regardless of how I feel, I will pray. It was a really good spirit and everything, but he he said when he got up to speak, he said, this is going to be a little bit different talk. And it was. And it was the kind of thing that was sobering, like sometimes pastors have to do, and Brother Smith's definitely done here a time or two. And not necessarily the kind of shouting message that you think about, but it was truth. And he was teaching his people and dealing with what Brother Smith has done here several times about an abomination in the world that's growing and taking hold. And it was good. It was truth. It was a sobering spirit, as he said. But it was, you know, good to feel people, you know, be together with people that were wanting to take a stand for things and not wanting to compromise. And we just had a good fellowship when we were there with them. Then to come in tonight, and we were, when I say racing to get home, we weren't racing. We were crawling. That I-40 between Memphis and here is, whew, you know, but we were doing everything we could. So glad that we made it. And then to feel this spirit and hear that you had such a good service today, and then to feel this. And Brother Phil, that song was talking to me too, you know. In fact, maybe a slightly different way, although I was thinking of what you were saying too about, you know, how oftentimes we worry about, you know, if we feel to do something. And actually, Sister Laura and I were talking about that this weekend, you know, how you feel to do something, and then you just automatically start questioning, well, maybe that's just me, maybe that's not really God, you know. And then you turn around and you hold off and put it out, and somebody else does exactly what you felt like God was just telling you to do, you know. And it does happen so often because we're so fearful sometimes, and the Bible tells us not to, but we are. We're so concerned about our own face and how we're going to look and what people are going to think. And I am too. That's normal. But that's what God's trying to get us to say, let that go, you know, and just trust me. And, you know, oftentimes, especially working in the music department, I've had other, you know, young people ask me, you know, how do you know if you're thinking of a song, if that's really what God's wanting you to do, or you're just wanting to do it, you know? And I said, well, you don't always. You just don't always, you know. But I would rather go down knowing that I tried to do something, you know. But oftentimes, just because you feel something strong, whether it's to sing, whether it's to testify and tell something, and you're feeling it, and you think, well, nobody responded, so that must not have been God. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. And I guarantee you, Brother Smith will tell you that. I'm sure he gives things sometimes and wonders, why are we not shouting, you know? And like, well, maybe because I'm sitting here. Sometimes I'm sitting here listening to him, and I'm, you know, but my mind is home doing housework in Washington, you know, because I'm not listening. I'm not letting God talk to me. I'm not letting him touch me with the words that someone's saying or doing. And so, you know, it's all of us learning and growing together and presenting. So while you were talking, Brother Phil, I practiced what you were preaching right there. I sat there, and that chorus came to my mind. And I was like, I wasn't even, this, here you go. I wasn't even here today. It wouldn't be right to come in when I wasn't even here today. I don't know, you know, wouldn't be right for me to get up. Well, it's not my turn. I'm telling you, we think all these things, you know. I just got up, you know, all these reasons that you think of, you know. And so if you're really sincere and you're really wanting to, and sometimes God don't even give you this much. He was merciful to me tonight. He gave me a little, he just had mercy on me. He didn't just expect me to go with that, you know. I sat there and I said, okay, Lord, if Sister Dolores turns around and asks if anybody has something, or, you know. She did. She turned around here and she says, if y'all got anything, go for it. I'm like, okay, that's it. And I think she kind of like, I wasn't expecting that kind of response. But, you know, but trying to practice what you just preached. Now, that would be a shame if I'm really listening to you and hearing what you're saying, and I was feeling that, and didn't, then I'd really would be having to repent and ask for forgiveness. I really would. So, but I'm really, it's really good. It's good to be back, tonight and feel the Spirit, to hear that Sister Terry was here today. I hated that I missed that, but just good to be a part of God's people and to have him deal with us, to know that he is touching us. And, you know, and I might be like a little kid stomping my feet and saying, uh-uh, God, not today, you know. But hopefully I'm growing up a little past that, where I can be responsible enough, not just to wait. Brother Tucker used to, I remember he taught us one time, and Lord knows how this sunk in, but this particular lesson did. He said there's three or four times, tell me if I'm wrong, some of y'all, that you need to get up and do something. And one is when you feel God nudging you to do it, when you feel in the unction. Two is if your pastor asks you to or tells you to, then you just do it. Don't tell him you don't feel like it. And maybe it was just three. And the third one is when it's needed. When it's needed. You can tell something is needed. Maybe you're not particularly, you know, and that's when you're really growing up. You know, as an adult, hopefully most of us learn not to take out the trash because mom asked me to or told me it was needed to, you know, or because somebody said, hey, that's your job now. But just because you see that needs done, you don't have to feel like it. I may not need to go out that day. Maybe it's not coming till tomorrow, or maybe it needs to go out that day, but it's not full, so you're not going to bother. And whatever, you just do it because you know what's needed. It just needs done, you know. And so, I don't know, there you go, for whatever that's worth. I'm just glad to be home and thankful to feel this Spirit.
Talk myself out of it. And I don't know if this is for y'all or if this is just for me, but I feel like the last one that... To be standing before you today. Yes. I know I'm not in the place where I should be. And I saw somebody posted something on Facebook, something to the extent of, sometimes when you're the anchor, you don't realize you're the one that's sinking. This is the only way that I know how to express what I feel. And I know that you all probably know this. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall
thankful to be here. And I appreciate the feeling we have here tonight in this church. Even though Sister Cindy was, you know, we knew right where she was at, didn't she? And I, when she was reading the scriptures in there in the Psalms, I thought, you know, some of these scriptures that we learned as a child, didn't we? And God puts a thankfulness in our heart, reminds us of those simple scriptures. And we recall those things in our mind and our heart. And the thing is what amplifies the feeling we get is what we receive through our life, isn't it? The blessings, the lesson today we received in Bible study. And that brings us to that, you know, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Just simple scriptures like that, isn't it? I mean, and, you know, we don't always you know, maybe we can't express or have the vocabulary to, or the gift to teach in Revelation 12 or something. But just that simple scripture and what she said, a thankfulness from that scripture, from that comfort from God that gave her, and then I appreciate all the other testimonies we had today. You know, the things that we go through in this world, there's a some of the thoughts that I've had, and brought me to a scripture that I read. It's in Ezekiel, and I think it's 20:25. I'm not sure, but anyway, the thought is, God, through the prophet Ezekiel, was warning them of, you know, how He blessed them and, you know, brought them out of Egypt, and how they turned to other things. And He gave these judgments and these statues, but they turned to idols, idolatry, and all these things that, you know, that they let get in their heart, honestly, is what they did. But in the scripture there, he said, now I'm going to give you statues that will not benefit you. Laws and statues. And I thought, well, what was he talking about? And I thought, and Brother Smith, I'm not trying to establish anything. Just if you feel free to, it's just a thought I had. And there's probably a whole lot more to it than what I could ever say. But he said, I'd give you laws and statutes that will not benefit you. And I thought, what is he talking about? What is he talking about? And then what came to my mind is that God, the children of Israel rebelled against God, and He put them under bondage through Egypt at first. And then Assyria, then Babylon. And through those captivity of, they had to submit to some of those things that, you know, that wasn't of God. Remember Nebuchadnezzar, he raised that image in the desert, big, tall, golden man image, and told everybody to bow down to it when you hear the music. And of course, there's, you know, three Hebrew boys that didn't. But you wonder, what about everybody else? You know, they wasn't the only Jews there, or Israelites there. But they're the only ones that got put in the fire, wasn't it, in the furnace. Because God put them under them, and they had to submit. They were lived under the bondage of fear, and they submitted to those things that those kings put them under. And it made me think, when Sister Lynette was talking about the minister that was setting things in order, but, you know, different things of what's going on in this world today. You know, we can have a compromising spirit, and we can submit to things because of that. The things that are going on in this world here, especially here lately in Arkansas. And thank God that He gives us simple scriptures that we can hold on to. And yes, we appreciate what we learn through the revelations of the Word of God and everything. But there's something in the Psalms, something in St. John that we can hold on to, isn't there? That when we learn these things, it means more, doesn't it? It brings tears to our heart. It gives us something we can cry out to God, realizing, you know, this country is forgetting God. Great as this country is, and I appreciate good old U.S. of A., as they say, don't you? I mean, it's still a great country, and I don't want to, but I can see the direction, and I know you can too. So I'm thankful, even though, you know, God said, every nation that forgets God shall be turned into hell. And that was a warning from God, you know. And I'm thankful that I see people. I'm thankful for you people, for someone to get up and just be thankful for what they've learned. Thankful that God can bring up the old store and you can you know, bring forth fruits of righteousness and thankfulness. John the Baptist said one time, said, bring forth fruits to repentance. He wanted to see a sorrowful spirit, didn't he? Tears of repentance. A real something from the heart that let them know that they wanted God. He wanted to see those people want God and desire Him to turn from their ways. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that in this church and this people. And I'm thankful to be here.
Steady, don't give up, emotions change and pass away. But Jesus is the one thing that forever remains. He's the rock, He's the anchor, He won't change. He's the anchor I hold on to when things aren't going right, and He's the rock on which I stand. I hold on with all my might. When everything cries out, you won't make it through this time. reach up and hold on to the anchor with all my might. When things you have depended on change, your life is forever altered, you're no longer the same. He can pick up all the pieces, make you whole once again. He'll be your rock, he'll be your anchor, he'll be your friend. He's the anchor I hold on to when things aren't going right, and he is the rock on which I stand. I hold on with all my might. When everything cries out that you won't make it through this time, I reach up and hold on to the anchor with all my might. He's the anchor I hold on to when things aren't going right, and he is the rock on which I stand. I hold on with all my might. When everything cries out, you won't make it through this time, I reach up and hold on to the anchor with all my might. He is the anchor I hold on to when things aren't going right, and he is the rock on which I stand. I hold on with all my might. Jesus is the one thing that forever remains. He is the rock, he is the anchor, he won't change. He is the rock on which I hold on. I'm going right, and he is the rock on which I stand. I hold on with all my might. When everything cries out, with all my might. Oh, he's the anchor I hold on to when things aren't going right, and he is the rock on which I stand. I hold on with all my might. When everything cries out, you won't make it through this time, I reach up and hold on to the anchor with all my. Pick up all the pieces, he'll make you whole once again. He'll be your rock, he'll be your anchor, he's your friend. He's the anchor I hold on to when things are going right, and he is the rock on which I stand. don't give up. Emotions change and pass away. But Jesus is the one thing that forever remains. He is the rock, he's the anchor, he won't change. He's the anchor I hold on to when things are going right. He is the rock on which I stand all my life. When everything dries out, you won't make it through this time. I reach up and hold on to the anchor with all my might. He's the anchor I hold on to. Oh, he is the rock on which I stand. I hold on with all my might. When everything dries out, you won't make it through this time. I reach up and hold on to the anchor of my up and hold on to the end.
blesses. Nothing wrong with noise. I enjoy noise too. But I just, you know, it's just a wonderful feeling. And this song that you just got through singing, that's like a testimony right there. I'm sure that fits a lot of people. I don't know who wrote that song, but that's a wonderful, huh? Wow. You got to know she went through something to write a song like that. My, my. That wonderful feeling. Don't you just enjoy it? Don't you just love that feeling? I was looking at these young ladies as up here pressing through just now. And I was telling Brother Tally, I said, you know, there's a story behind everybody you look at. I was standing up here praying with them. And you don't know what a person's going through. You don't know what they're thinking. But you know there's something there. There's a hardship. Sometimes we can see it. Sometimes we can't. But it never hurts to pray for someone, for God to give strength, because we know that God has the strength to give us when we need it. He can help us through a valley. He can help us in a low place. And you people that's graduating, let's see, Brother, one of our graduates is not here right now, but the other one is still here with us tonight. You know, when I graduated, they handed me a card that said, showed a picture of a fella throwing his cap in the air, and it said goodbye classwork. And then you opened the card and showed a fellow with a hard hat on with a lunch bucket walking, said hello working class. So you're in a class no matter what, and you may be just started. You know, sometimes you think my life has ended, 12 years of what I've been doing is over, but you're starting right over again. I mean, it's just starting. Every day is a brand new day. Every day is a brand new experience. I've been out of school now. I didn't think I'd ever get out of school. I know this is off course. I'm sorry, Brother Smith. I just thought I'd throw this in here. you don't mind. But when I graduated out of high school, I thought, my God, I'm free! Free at last! Do what I want to. Last weekend, I came in and I tried my best. I know. See, you read through God's Word, and every time God talked about David, He talked about my servant David. And then we talked about Moses. Brother Smith talked about that today. His servant Moses. Moses wasn't building his own house. He was building another's house. That's what we're doing. We're servants. I was telling my wife last weekend, I came in from work, working all week on a job where I just did what I was told, if I might add. That's it. Come in for the weekend, and my whole weekend was full of doing for others. I asked my wife, I said, baby, do you sometimes get the feeling you don't belong to yourself? Sister, that's what you got to look forward to. She said, yeah, I get that feeling. And that scripture in the Bible come to my mind. When I was young, I went where I would. But when I got, well, yeah, you know, the best, if I could sneak around, I went where I would. But when I become old, another would gird me and lead me where I would not. In other words, the older you get and the more you give yourself over to service God and society and everybody else around you, you decide you want to get married. All right, you just gave yourself away. You no longer belong to yourself anymore. And then you have little ones. Guess what? Well, you just gave yourself away some more. And then the Bible says our gift will make room for us. We're supposed to do this. Sister Lynette was giving us, you was giving us instructions a while ago. Thank you. Here's some more. Your gift will make room for you. If you develop the gift in God, all you young people, y'all listen to me. Hey, young boys over here. Hey. Y'all going to graduate one day. Y'all going to graduate. Listen to me. I'm talking to y'all. You're going to graduate, and you're going to have gifts given to you by God, you young girls. And then when you have a gift given to you by God, why do you think Brother Smith is sitting right here where he's sitting? He don't belong to himself anymore. Do you, Brother Smith? Do you ever get that feeling? You don't belong to yourself anymore? He told us sometime back, you know, when you start a job, at first it's enjoyable, huh? Didn't you say that, Brother Smith? Yeah, you said it. And then, after a while, you realize the glamour, you know, yeah, the glamour. Yeah, you don't belong to yourself no more. That's the way it works. But you know what? It's a good life. We got a choice. We can either let Jesus sit on the throne of our heart, or we can sit on the throne of our own heart. Now, if we sit on the throne of our own heart, it's a dead-end street. Dead-end street. Brother Tyler and I was talking again just a few seconds ago. We were talking about people that no longer is with us. You know, they might have, and I was one of them, y'all know it was. We might have left thinking, well, them people are the problem. I just got to get away from them. But you know, those problems go with us. They go with us. That's because we're sitting on the throne of our own heart. We let Jesus sit on the throne of our heart. And Jesus told him, he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We don't have to. My sister Holly and I was talking today. Brother Smith was talking today about there's some sins that we pay double for. Well, I can name you some sins that will only last a few minutes and you'll pay the rest of your life for. One example is you go ahead and rob a bank. How long does it take to rob a bank? Not very long. If they catch you, take a guess how long that's going to affect you. A long time. That's just an example, yeah. But that's the way sin does. That's the way. But the life of righteousness, when we sit here in church and we enjoy this wonderful peace, you know, it may feel like sometimes that we don't Don't do anything. We're doing a lot. Because God can do more in just a few minutes than all of us together can do in a lifetime. Anyway, I'm happy to be His. And I wish y'all the best, those of you that's graduating. Well, Sister Lisa's the only one here, and the other one, I'll tell him when I see him. Sir? Oh, okay. Good, good, good. He's supporting them. That's great. That's great. I just want you folks to know I'm glad to be here tonight and today. I told you Wednesday night I'm glad to be here. I left here feeling good. My body was tired, but I felt good inside. Sister Hyde had a sister that was in our church at one time. Her favorite scripture was, "Though the outer man perish, the inner man shall be renewed day by day." And I left here a little bit tired because I threw in something in my schedule that was extra. But inside, I felt so good. I felt so good. I felt like I'd enjoyed a treat. And getting together with you people today and tonight, you know, you could just sit here and enjoy this wonderful peace, enjoy this wonderful feeling that only God can give. And there's nothing like it. Nothing like it. I love that feeling. I love God's blessings. God is so good to us. And this brother and sister that's with us today, thank y'all for coming and being with us. That's a treat to us. Anytime that somebody, y'all seem like good people. Brother Matthew said you're good people, so I'm going to take his word for it. But anytime that people come by and visit us, that's a treat. And you may not get up and say very much, because I've gone and visited those churches, and they looked at me like, "Surely you must have something you can add." And I'm thinking, I'm just me. I get up and I say, "I'm just me." You know, and you say, "Well, you know, I'm not an angel from heaven or anything like that. Not even an angel. Ask my wife. She'll tell you." You know, but I'm still one of God's people, and that's what you are. You're one of God's people, both of you. And they was telling me that they'd been married for 33 years, I believe it is, in July. And they still like each other. Can you believe that? They still like each other. God's good. Give us wonderful examples to follow like that. God is good. I appreciate being here.
All right. Praise God. Evidently, it's going to hit Brother Stafis Wednesday night. Oh, we're glad they're here, though, aren't we? And I just kept thinking Sister Stafis was probably going to jump up and do something. But there she is. She just needed a little prod.
Everybody's just been so super sweet to us. We feel at home here, and we appreciate getting to come and be with you.
Hallelujah. All right, everybody, I think I should have announced it this morning again, because some didn't get it, but next weekend is Memorial Day weekend, and we let the faithful out of, we'd give them a free weekend on Memorial Day weekend. 3-day weekend free to the faithful. All the unfaithful are to be here. No, it the unfaithful just gets to be, which I don't guess any of them are here, but anyway, they get in on the blessing of the faithful. It rains on the just and the unjust alike. But we will have service Wednesday night. Prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. Service at 7:30. We'll see you then. Been a good day, hasn't it?
Amen.
Let's give him a praise before we go home. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, for your goodness, your blessing, your words, oh God, your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your holy name. Amen. All right. God bless you. Shake hands and be friendly.